弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早上讲到的经文是从提摩太前书第一章，提摩太前书第六章第三到第六节。
The passage we will be studying this morning is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 to 6.
那在我们看到今天的经文之前，有一些话跟弟兄姐妹们讲一下。
Before we study God's word, there's a few words I'd like to share with brothers, everyone.
第一就是关于10月29号的布道会。
The first is the fall retreat. Oh no, the evangelistic night on the 29th.
对，十月底的这个周六晚上的中文布道会。
The Chinese EV night.
这个布道会的目的事实上跟我们六月份的 VBS 暑期圣经学校是一样的。
The purpose of the EV night is similar to our VBS held in June.
是为了能够将我们有一个机会可以将福音传给传给还不认识神的人。
It's taking the opportunity to share the gospel to people that don't know the gospel.
那当我们邀请这些还不信神或不认识神的人来到我们教会的时候，他们这些人是要怎么来的呢？
Before they can attend the VBS, how are they going to come?
然后他们来了以后，我们希望他们能够得到什么？
And once they're here, what do we hope that they will receive?
为什么我要提这一点？
Why do I bring this up?
因为有的时候我们觉得布道会是为不信的人预备的，而不是给信的人预备的。
Because oftentimes we feel that the EV night is prepared for non-believers, not for the believers.
所以很奇怪，教会办布道会的时候，我们就期望不信的人能够在这边聚会，然后呢，已经是基督徒的大家都不出现了。
So it seems like at EV night, since it's for non-believers, the believers don't show up.
我已经信主，我觉知了，我已经是基督徒，我来布道会干嘛呢？对不对
？If I'm already a believer, why do I need to? And I already know Jesus. Why do I need to come to the EV night?
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
传福音是我们的责任。
Sharing the gospel is a responsibility for us.
我说的我们就是我们每一个属神的人的责任。
And when I mean us, it's everyone that belongs to God.
并不是教会牧师的责任。
It's not the responsibility of the pastors.
也不是教会执事的责任。
And it's not the responsibility of the deacons.
或是教会其他一些比较热心的人的责任。
Or the responsibility of so-called more zealous Christians in the church.
是我们每一个人的责任，对不对？
But it's everyone's responsibility.
这是主耶稣基督给我们的托付。
This is the responsibility entrusted to us by Jesus.
不但让我们能够尝到了福音的恩典和滋味，也要我们将福音的恩典和滋味分享给其他的人。
Not only so that we can have the taste of the goodness of the fellowship of the salvation, but also to share the salvation.
所以这些不信的人要怎么来呢
？So how do these non-believers come？
就是你和我去邀请他们。
It is invitation by you and I.
我们在我们生活的周围，我们看哪一些人，他们还不认识神。
So who are the people in our lives that have yet to know Jesus?
可能是我的父母。
It could be my parents.
可能是我的兄弟姊妹。
Could be my brothers and sisters.
可能是我的孩子。
It could be my children.
对不对？可能是我的亲戚。
It could be my relative.
可能是我的朋友。
My friends.
我的邻居。
My neighbors.
甚至公司里面的员工。
Or coworkers.
同事。
Coworkers.
那甚至呢，我们的邻居。
And our neighbors.
那如果你还有更有心的话，你说那些不认识的人在街上碰到的，只要看起来是一个会讲中文的面孔，我们就邀他们来听福音嘛。
Or even a stranger that you meet on the road that may speak Chinese. We just want to invite them over to hear the gospel.
有些人说做基督徒做太久了。
A lot of times we've been say we've been a Christian for too long.
感谢神，我的家人朋友都信主了。
Thank God that all of my family and my friends are all believers.
我生活圈里面没有不信的人了。
There's no one in my circle that's not a believer.
所以我不需要邀请人了。
So there's no one for me to invite.
只要还有一个不信的人，只要还有一个灵魂还没有得救的，我们就可以去邀请他们来。
If there is one person or one soul that have yet to believe, we can invite them.
所以这些不信的人能够来到我们当中听福音，是因为我们去邀请他们。
So these people that have come to hear the gospel is because we have invited them.
是因为我去邀请了他们。
Because I have invited them.
那这些人来了以后，我们盼望他们见到什么呢
？So once they're here, what do we hope that they will receive?
对，希望他们能够听诗歌。
We hope that they can hear the hymns.
可以听见证。
They can hear the testimonies.
可以听福音,
they can hear the gospel.
可是更重要的是我们要让他们看见基督徒。
But most importantly, we want them to see Christians.
他们来到教会里面, 看到教会里面全都不信的人, 然后几个人在台上面唱歌跳舞。
If they come into the in here and they all see all non-believers, just a few believers up here singing and dancing,
然后传讲一篇信息,
and give a message,
他们就对真正的教会神的肢体是什么意思就不了解了，对不对？
Then they would not understand and recognize the true meaning of the church.
但是当他们来到教会，看到有这么一群热心爱他们、属于神的儿女在一起聚会，为了他们生命的盼望，为了他们灵魂的拯救在一起。
But if they come here and they see a group full of loving believers that are all here praying for them, then they would come to see God's love.
这样若当天晚上他们接受了福音，他们对教会就是有一个开始正确的认识。
Then that night when they come in contact with the gospel, then they would have a clearer understanding of what it means to be part of the church.
因为他们就了解教会不是一个建筑或者是在里面有的聚会。
Then they would recognize that the church is not just a building that people gather in.
他们就了解了教会原来是这一群爱神爱人的人。
And they would come to understand the church is a group of people that love God and love man.
如果我们对神的身体，我们如果对教会有这样正确的认识， 我们就是参与布道会的一份子。
If we have that clear understanding, then we would all participate in the sharing of the gospel on this EV night.
我们为这个聚会祷告。
We pray for this event.
我们为这个传信息的刘牧师祷告。
And we pray for the speaker, this Pastor Liu.
我们为参与服事的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And we pray for all the people that will participate.
然后我们要为这一切我们已经邀请或即将要去邀请的不幸的人祷告。
And we pray for those that we have invited and we will be inviting.
希望这是我们对布道会的正确的一个认识和参与。
So we hope that this is we'll all have a better understanding of the CV night and how we can participate in it.
那第二件事情呢，就是关于祷告。So
the second thing is regarding prayers.
你们有没有注意到，过去两三个礼拜开始，我们在主日敬拜之前有祷告的事项放出来。Have
you noticed in the past couple of weeks on our PowerPoint slide, there's items to pray for?
然后呢，我们现在教会开始有这个祷告的字条在后面。你们如果有祷告的事项，你们可以写下来放到奉献箱里面。
Also, if you have any prayer requests, we have those prayer request cards available for you in the back.
甚至有一个电邮信箱现在设立了，如果你们愿意用电邮的方式来请求教会为你们祷告，你可以用电邮的方式来将你带到事项送给教会。
And we also have email address available for you, so you can use email to directly send in your prayer request.
为什么现在我们把祷告这件事情提出来呢？
Why are we bringing the topic of prayer up?
因为在教会里面，祷告除了神的话之外，祷告就是我们的服事。Because
another way to serve, other than reading, studying God's word, is also to pray.
并且我们相信祷告的力量。And
we believe in the power of prayer.
因为祷告的力量是因为神是听我们祷告、应许我们祷告的神。And
His power of prayer is because our God listens to our prayers.
能力是从神来的。And
the power comes from God.
但是呢，神的要求是我们要借着祷告来服事弟兄姐妹们。
But God requests us to lift it up in prayer.
我们教会大概有十几位，还将近二十位的弟兄姐妹们，每周四的时候在一起为教会祷告。And
we have roughly around 20 brothers and sisters that meet every Thursday evening to pray.
为教会的事工祷告。To
pray for the service of the church.
更重要的是为教会的肢体祷告。And
to pray for the church as a whole.
这是我们的服事。That
is our service.
所以弟兄姐妹们。 不但是你们将你们生活上面、你们心中所有需要被祷告的事情，让你们能够跟教会弟兄姐妹们分享，让我们为你祷告。So
that this is so that you can share with brothers and sisters some of the prayer requests that you have.
我们更希望呢，就是在教会里面弟兄姐妹们，如果神感动你们，你们也一起来参与祷告会的这个祷告的事工、祷告的服事。And
we also hope that if God has moved you, that you can also join us in the service of prayer.
当我们恒心的在神的面前以信心信靠来祷告神的时候，
when we come before our God and pray sincerely,
然后我们看见神的安慰，
and we see the comfort of God,
然后我们看到神的医治，
and we see the healing of God,
然后我们看到神的供应，
And we see the provisions of God.
这是我们第一手从神里面得到的一个恩典。
That is the first-hand experience of grace that we have received from God.
这是在祷告服事里面我们所能得到神的一个祝福。
That is the blessing that we receive when we experience when we pray.
教会大概有20位的弟兄姐妹们这么多年来 恒心的在神的面前服事，这是我们的经历。
And we've experienced that these 20 brothers and sisters that they've throughout the years have come together to pray.
我们也希望弟兄姐妹们也能够跟我们一起分享这样的祝福。
And we pray that other brothers and sisters would come join us and also receive the blessing.
我们来看提摩太前书第六章，我们一起读第三到第六节。
Let us read from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3 to 6.
若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、遗忘，并那坏了心术，失丧真理之人的尊敬。
If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words, which produce envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions, and constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Let us bow our heads with a word of prayer.
天父,
Heavenly Father, we come before you and your word. May you use the Holy Spirit to shine the light upon us so that we can understand your word. Not only can we intellectually understand your word, but that our hearts can be renewed. May your name be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
提摩太前书 我们已经讲了将近一年了。
Regarding the book of 1 Timothy, we probably studied it for about a year.
刘长老和我们为自己定下了这个目标，就是年底之前就把它讲完了。
And it was a goal between Elder Liu and myself that we would finish the study of 1 Timothy by the end of the year.
那提摩太前书是一本书信。
Now, 1 Timothy is a letter.
是一个书信的体裁所写的一个圣经里面的一本书。
It is a book in the Bible that was derived from a letter.
保罗写给提摩太的一本书。
It is a letter from Paul to Timothy.
所以呢，我们记得在一开始的时候，我们看见保罗是以一个年长的牧人的心声，写了一封这个信，教导这位年轻的牧人提摩太关于
So we see that this letter is from Paul, elderly pastor, given to a younger pastor regarding the service of the church. And because it is a letter, so we see that in the beginning it is a salutation.
然后呢，在这个书信的最后，就是要做一个结尾问安。
And then in the end, you see a conclusion. So we see that in chapter 6, it is the conclusion of the letter. But when a person writes a letter to request or to instruct,
他在起头的时候不只是有一个问候。
So in the beginning, it's not just a salutation,
他会将他要把这封书信里面的主旨和目的，他要先写出来。
He'll also include the purpose of this letter.
然后呢，在这个书信的末后，他要重复重申他写这封书信的目的。
And so towards the end of the letter, he wants to review everything that was said, and remind the purpose of the letter.
我们就看见保罗在这件事情上面，在提摩太前书里面第一章和第六章，我们很清楚的看见圣灵要保罗向提摩太和众教会所讲的心意是什么。
So we see here in the letter from the in the beginning and at the end, we see that what the Holy Spirit instructs Paul, the heart of God of what he wants to instruct Timothy to do.
保罗跟提摩太说，这里面所讲的，你要以此来教训人，来教导人。
And Paul instructs Timothy that you need to use these words to instruct the church and to instruct. People.
这一点在第六章的第二节，我们上回刘长老有跟我们分享。
And this we see that in verse two, last time it was shared by Elder Liu.
在第一章里面有相同的字句。
And it's similar in verse one.
In chapter one.
In chapter one.
所以当第六章第二节最后保罗说你要以此教训人、劝勉人的时候，他所讲的不是只是。哦，你这个做仆人的要怎么样服侍主人？他所讲的是我在这一封书信里面所讲的一切，你都要以此来教训人、劝勉人。
So here in chapter 6, he's instructing Timothy that everything that I'm saying, you need to instruct the people of the church.
然后接下来保罗还有重复什么事情
？And later on, what does Paul remind Timothy of again?
就是我们今天读到的第三节。
It's here what we're going to study in verse 3.
如果有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理，这些是他就更多的去讲，这些是不符合神的心意的。
So he says, if anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness.Then later on, he lists all of these things that are displeasing to God.
所谓的传异教
When we talk about a different doctrine,
事实上原文讲的并不是好像传另外一个信仰或另外一个宗教
So in the original text, it doesn't mean that it's teaching a different religion.
所谓的异教是不一样的教导
What it says is different doctrine is a different teaching.
也就是说当保罗说如果有人传异教他说如果有人传跟你所领受不同的这种教导
So Paul is saying if anyone is teaching something that you did not receive, that is different from what you've received,
跟什么不同啊跟主耶稣基督纯正的话不同
Different from what? Different from the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
跟那合乎敬虔的道理不同的。
Different from the teaching that accords with godliness.
换句话说就是所谓的异端。
So in other words, it's cults.
换句话说就是在教会里面这些做假师傅的人。
So in other words, it's the people that are false teachers in the church.
他这里讲的不是另外一个宗教。
So what it is talking about is not another religion.
是以教会之名，但是所传的却不是属于神那边来的道理的这些人和道理。
It's using the name of the church, but teaching something that is different from the teaching of the church.
这个保罗从提摩太前书第一章开始，他就在提醒提摩太。
So this was a reminder from Paul to Timothy, starting in chapter 1.
他第一章有讲，第二章有讲，第三章有讲，第四章有讲。
And speaks of this all through chapter 1 to chapter 4.
是不是？他告诉提摩太说，你这个做牧者的，你其中一项很重要的就是要教导那纯正的道理。
And he tells Timothy the most important thing that you have to do is to teach the pure doctrine.
并且你要有足够的知识。和你要有足够的看见去抵挡那些歪理邪说。
And you have to be equipped to defend all of these false teachings.
你需要保护教会里面神所交托给你的羊群。
And you need to protect the flock that God has entrusted you with.
你需要装备教会的弟兄姐妹们让他能够分辨什么叫做真理什么叫做歪理。
And you have to be equipped,the brothers and sisters in the church to discern what is the truth and what is false teachings.
所以这一点在教会里面从初期教会的时候就有这样的一个现象。
So we see that this is a condition early on in the early church.
主耶稣基督在世的时候传讲天国的福音。
When Jesus Christ was here on earth, he taught about the kingdom of God.
主耶稣自己在这世上为我们的罪在十字架上承担了我们罪的这个代价，第三日从死里复活。
And that is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the punishment of our sins, and that he was raised from the dead on the third day.
然后信耶稣基督的就因此能够得着永生。
And those that believe in Jesus Christ will have not perish but have eternal life.
能够从罪恶当中，从私欲当中得到解救，得到自由。
And that they would be freed from the bondage of slavery and from death.
教会就诞生了。
And then the church is born.
使徒们跟随着主耶稣基督的教导，带领着教会。
And the apostles through the teaching of Jesus.
但是教会在这几十年之后就开始有所谓的异端邪说出现了。
But after a few, many years, now you see there are many false teachings and cults that.
在保罗在世的时候，
When Paul was still here on earth,
使徒主耶稣基督的门徒使徒彼得在世的时候，
And when the apostle Peter was still here on earth,
异端邪说就出现了。
We see these false teachings and these cults.
假教师、假师父就出现了。
False teachers and false prophets.
在教会里面出现了。
And they appear within the church.
这么早的时候就有这一群人出现，这个情形一直一直演变到今天仍然在进行着。
And they've already appeared since the beginning of the early church and still here today.
这个对教会是会造成很大伤害的。
And this hurts the church.
因为这种异端邪说是从教会里面出来的。
Because all of these false teachings come from within the church.
或者说他们戴着教会的面具去做这些事情。
Or they've put on the mask, of, and the name of the church to do the, to teach these things.
这样子的事情对教会的打击比所谓的异教更来的影响大。
And this is more, causes more injury to the church than teachings from outside of the church.
今天一个基督徒
Today, a Christian,
如果有人跟他来说你来参加我的组织
we tell them that, hey, come to join our organization.
我们有一本这个从神来的书但是不是圣经
We have a book that is from God, but it's not the Bible.
我们多半会说，哎，那我可能跟你保持点距离吧。
And we would usually say, oh, I need to have a distance from you.
今天如果有一个人跟基督徒说
，But today if a Christian tells another person,
你来参加我们的聚会
，Come join our gathering.
但是我们不信耶稣
，But we don't believe in Jesus.
我们信另外一个人或另外一个神。
We believe in another person or another God.
多半一个基督徒就会说、啊、那你这个有问题我是不要跟你有关系的。
Oftentimes, this Christian would say, oh, that's, you know, I don't want anything to do with that.
这是异教嘛。
Because that is a cult.
不论是一个刚出信的或者是信主很久的这个我们分辨得出来。
Whether if it's a new believer or a believer that for a long time, we can be able to discern these things.
但是是这种又像是教会又是讲圣经又说有耶稣可是教导不纯正的这种对我们来说影响更大。
But the impact is bigger when it comes from the church, within the church, it puts on the name of the church, these teachings are more impactful to us. Hurt more injuries to us.
当有一件事情或者有一种运动是会影响教会的时候
When something that is, that moves the church,
在负面的影响的教会或攻击的教会的时候
When it attacks the church
源头是哪里
Where's the source
是神的仇敌
It is the enemy
也是
of God
我们的仇敌
It's also our enemy
就是撒旦魔鬼
And that is Satan
撒旦魔鬼是欺骗之父
Satan is the father of all lies
可是最厉害的欺骗的人是怎么样的欺骗呢、啊
How is one that is the most deceitful? How does he deceive someone?
是可以讲百分之一百谎话的人是最厉害的撒谎之人吗？
Is it someone that can lie 100% of the time?
所以当他讲话的时候，百分之百是谎言的人，是最厉害的撒谎的人吗？
Is he the most deceptive person if he speaks 100% things that are false?
还是只是那讲50%谎言，可是50%真理的人？
Or is it someone that speaks 50% truth and 50% that are false?
哪一个人是更厉害的撒谎人？
Who is the more deceptive person?
那讲一半的。
The one that speaks half truth.
是不是?
Is that true?
一个只要讲话就是谎言的人，一下很容易被拆穿的。
If it's someone that always speaks things that are false or lies, then that's easy to know that he's a liar.
可是我跟你讲一两个真理,
but if I tell you a few truths,
然后其他的都是谎言,
and then everything else is our lies,
你就分辨不出来什么是真的，什么是假的。
Then you can't discern what is truth and what are lies.
你就容易被这个人骗了。
Then it's easy for you to be deceived.
撒旦是撒谎之父。
Now, Satan is the father of all lies.
他知道要颠覆教会最有效的方法。
He knows the most the best way to deceive the church.
就是用这种似是而非的谎言来影响属于神的人。
So he influences the church by half truths.
从教会里面渗透。
It seeps through the church.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要怎么样去分辨这样的异端邪说？我们要怎么样分辨出一个人的教导到底是真理还是不是真理呢？
So, brothers and sisters, how do we discern whether a teaching is true or is false?
当一个人自称为牧师或传道，
when a person proclaims that he is a pastor or a minister,
或有些人为了让自己的这个影响力更大，我称自己为使徒的时候。
Or when someone wants to have more influence and he calls himself an apostle,
你听了他说的话，你怎么知道他说的是真理还是谎言？
When you hear from this person, how do you know if he's telling the truth or if he's lying?
当他教导你所谓成圣之道的时候，你怎么知道这个教导是真理还是谎言呢？
When he teaches you these truths, how do you know it's lie or is it indeed the truth?
我们哪一个人对圣经是完全的？ 完全的熟悉，然后完全的是有深度的了解。
How many of us do we fully understand and the scriptures?
凭什么讲这个人讲的不对？
How can I say that this person is not speaking the truth?
我怎么能说他讲的是不符合圣经的原则呢？
How can I say that this person is not teaching in principles of the scripture?
我懂的都不够多，你懂的也不够多。
I don't know enough, and you don't know enough.
谁能够分辨？
Who can discern?
要怎么样去分辨？
And how do we discern?
弟兄姐妹们， 神知道这是我们的困难。
Brothers and sisters, God knows this difficulty for us.
神知道这是我们的为难。
And God knows that this is dangerous for us.
他知道这是一个危机。
It's a peril. And it's a peril for us.
所以神恩待我们，他教导我们，我们可以分辨。
But God teaches us that we can discern.
你看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
什么叫做异端邪说？
What are false teachings?
只要是不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话。
What is different doctrine? It's something that does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督在世上的教导是什么？
What were the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth?
很容易了解。
It's very easy to understand.
天国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
你们要悔改。
You have to repent.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the grapevine and you are the branches.
你要在我里面，我也将在你里面。
You have to abide in me and I abide in you.
生命在我。
Life is in me.
信我的就有永生。
Those that believe in me will have eternal life.
很简单,
it's very simple.
圣经里面的话, 多半是让我们可以简单明了的。
The words in the Bible usually is very easy for us to understand.
神的话是纯正的。
And God's word is pure.
我们所接受的福音是什么?
What is the gospel that we've received?
什么叫做福音?
What is the gospel?
是一个 煎熬高深的一个学问吗？
Is it a knowledge that is so high that we cannot understand?
还是一个浅显易明，我们只要凭信心去接受就有的？
Or is it something that we can understand by our faith?
福音是什么？
What is the gospel?
因信主耶稣基督而能够称义。
Those that believe in Jesus Christ will be counted as righteous.
因信称义。
Through faith in becoming righteous justified through faith.
不是因为工作而来的。
It's not through works.
这是以弗所书第二章八九节所讲的。
This is talked about in Ephesians.
浅显易明。Simple and easy to understand.
Simple and easy to understand.
We're both learning here, so it's fine. 不是高深的学问。
It's not something so deep and so high that we cannot understand.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们重要的是对我们的在神面前的这个福音有没有清楚的认识。
So brothers and sisters, it's if we truly understand the gospel,
纯正的信仰，清纯的福音，我们有没有深刻的了解？
Do we clearly understand the truth and the gospel clearly?
然后当有人教导我们的时候，是不是他们的教导是合乎敬虔的道理？
And so when the teachings that we hear, is it principles of godliness?
那什么叫做敬虔呢？
So what does it mean to be godly?
敬虔这个字我们平常不用。
Godly is not a word that we use often.
但是敬虔呢，是两个词的合用。
But godliness in Chinese is two meanings put together.
敬重和这个虔诚。
Reverence and respect, in addition to devotion and dedication.
敬虔就是对神的敬重和对神一个敬虔的这个虔诚的心。
So godliness in Chinese, is having a reverence for God and a dedication toward God.
In the 英文里面用的这个字是 godly.
And in English, the word is godly.
那在这个词里面，敬虔的英文字里面有 God 这个字，有神这个字在内。
So within the word godly, we see the word God.
也就是说，你的敬畏，你的这个敬重和你的这个虔诚不是只是心灵里面有这种感受，乃是对着神有敬重，对着神有虔诚。
So this reverence and this dedication is not just something that is within your heart, but it has a target or it's someone that you are showing reverence and dedication to.
所以英文讲 godly, 也就是这个我们对的这个对象，我们虔诚、我们敬重的对象是神。
That means when it says godly, it's who we're showing this reverence and this dedication to.
弟兄姐妹们，敬虔跟虔诚不一样。
So reverence and dedication and devotion is different.
Or godly is different than just being.
Being godly is different from being just dedicated and devoted.
Right. Yeah. 我们所谓有信一个宗教的人都可以信得虔诚。
We can be devoted in any religion.
你可以是一个回教徒，然后你可以信得虔诚。
You can be a Muslim and you can be very dedicated and devoted.
你可以做一个佛教徒，你可以信得虔诚。
And you can be a Buddhist and you can also be very dedicated and devoted.
是不是？天主教徒、基督教徒，你是一个教徒，有虔诚与不虔诚之分。
So whatever religion that you're in, you can either be devoted or not devoted.
但是敬虔跟虔诚有什么分别？
But what is the difference between reverence and dedication?
敬虔我们刚刚讲过，是我们对神的一个敬重，因此我们对他有一个虔诚的心。
So when we talk about godliness, we have this reverence toward God that results in our dedication towards God.
而不是只是说我们好像在信教的这个过程当中很虔诚的去做这个宗教所要我们做的事情。
It's not to say that within this particular religion, we are doing all these things to be dedicated just within this religion.
我可以给各位举些例子。
I'll give a few examples.
一个虔诚的基督教徒可能说，我每个主日从来不间断的去教会聚会。
A dedicated person, a Christian, can say that every Sunday I go to church to worship every Sunday.
No, I attend church
every Sunday. I attend church every Sunday.
I attend church every Sunday. I will never miss a Sunday. That's my piety. That's my devotion to God. 可是一个敬虔的人，他的态度是什么样呢？
So what is the attitude of a person that has reverence towards God?
他说我每个主日来到教会的时候，我是将我的敬拜赞美献给神。
And when he comes to Sunday service, he is saying that he wants to come before God and to be reverent towards God and worship this God.
一个虔诚的基督徒可以说，我固定的把我的这个薪水，我可以拿百分之多少，或甚至我可以拿点钱，我可以捐给教会。
And a dedicated person can say, this is how much that I make and this is how much I'm going to offer to the church.
我不只是参加教会，我甚至还捐钱给教会。
It's not just that I attend church, but I donate to the church.
这是一个虔诚的信徒啊。
That is a dedicated Christian.
对不对？你比较不虔诚，你就偶尔去个教会。
If you're not dedicated, you just attend service occasionally.
那当然不用讲捐钱了。
Then we don't even have to talk about donating.
但是虔诚的信徒就是那种不但参加聚会还要捐钱的人。
But the ones that are godly is the ones that are dedicated. Thank you. Dedicated are the ones that donate and attend service regularly, all the time.
In 5 years, Abby will be a translator up here. Keep working at your Chinese, Abby. Good job. 但是一个敬虔的人，他怎么是什么样一个态度啊？
But what is the attitude of someone that is godly?
我将神所赐给我的恩典，神所赐给我的财产里面。
That out of the wealth that God has provided for me,
我甘心乐意的把它献给神，被神使用。
I offer it to God joyously with joy so that God can use it.
一个虔诚的基督徒，他可能说，我背诵圣经，我现在已经背了一百多少个经节了。
And a dedicated Christian may say, like, I've memorized so-and-so scripture and however many number of verses.
甚至可以说我已经将这个新约圣经的几本书全部都可以倒背如流了。
Or he may say that I can recite the whole New Testament.
可是一个敬虔的基督徒他会怎么样的态度呢？
But what is the attitude of a godly Christian?
我喜爱渴慕神的话，我将神的话藏在我的心中。
I love God's word and I hide God's word in my heart.
神的话滋润我的心灵。
And God's word
nourishes
my heart.
Nourishes
my soul.
一个虔诚的基督徒可能说我很喜欢读圣经。
And a dedicated Christian may say, I like reading God's word.
甚至他说我特别喜欢就是参加查经。查经的聚会。
And he may say, I particularly like going to Bible studies.
只要是查经我都去。
As long as it's Bible study, I'll be there.
只有查经我才去。
If it's only, I'll only be there if it's Bible study.
可是一个敬虔的人他的态度是怎么样啊？
But what is the attitude of a godly person?
我喜爱将神的话能够应用在我的生活当中，使我的生命能够经历神的话。
I love applying God's word so I can experience God in my life.
弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有看得出这两种人的不同的态度？
Dear brothers and sisters, can you see the difference between these two people?
一个是有所谓敬虔的样式，或者一个虔诚的样式。
On one hand, the type of person has the appearance of being dedicated and devoted.
但是另外一种人是实质上面的敬虔。
But the other person is actually godly.
是不是有这样子的两种人呢？有。
Are there these two type of people?
圣经里面就告诉我们有这样两种人。
And scripture tells us there's these two different types of people.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章第五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5 of 2 Timothy.
有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲避。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power, avoid such people.
有些人有敬虔的外表，但是没有敬虔的实质。
A lot of people have the appearance of godliness.
那这种敬虔的外表就是所谓虔诚的一个信徒。
So the appearance of godliness is someone that is that shows dedication to the religion.
那问题是神要不要我们做一个敬虔的人呢？
So does God want us to be a godly person?
因为有人就说，那既然敬虔的外表不重要，你讲是内心的实质，那我就不要有这个敬虔的外表了嘛。
So you might say, well, if having the appearance of godliness is not good, then I don't have to appear godly.
对不对？我属灵，我心灵跟神接触就好，我不要有这些外表的所谓的敬虔的样式。
So is it true that I have a good relationship with God, and I don't have to appear to be godly?
只要我跟神的关系，我自己认为好就好了。
If I feel that I have a good relationship with God, then that's good on my terms.
所以是不是每个主日要聚会不重要？
So it doesn't matter if I worship every Sunday.
要不要奉献不重要。
Doesn't matter if I offer.
读不读神的话不重要。
Doesn't matter if I read God's word.
有没有将神的话背诵记忆不重要。
Doesn't matter if I memorize God's word.
是这样子吗？
Is that true?
不是。
No.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
弟兄姐妹，在新约圣经里面，敬虔这个词。
Brothers and sisters, godly in the New Testament
出现15次。
Appears 15 times.
七次在提摩太前书。
And 7 times it appears in the 1 Timothy.
所以将近一半的讲到关于敬虔的这件事情是在提摩太前书里面讲到的。
So half of the topic of godliness is written in Timothy.
我们来看一下。
Let's take a look.
我就跟各位讲是哪里，但是呢，我们就不花时间去讲他们。
I'll tell you where it is, but we won't read from them.
提摩太前书第二章第二节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
为君王和一切在位的祷告，使我们可以怎么样敬虔端正，平安无事的度日。所以神要我们敬虔。
So God, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. So God wants us to be godly.
第三章第十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。这讲到是主耶稣基督。
Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness.He was manifested in the flesh, and here is talking about Jesus.
第三章第十六节是整本提摩太前书的中心点，记不记得？
And chapter 3 is the core teaching of within 1 Timothy.
是这个敬虔的奥秘在主耶稣基督的降生、拯救、升天和他所赐的一切一切之中显明了。
The mystery of godliness is manifested in Jesus when he became flesh.Died on the cross and was raised from the dead and now glorified up in heaven.
神要我们敬虔。
God wants us to be godly.
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
弃绝那世俗的言语和老父荒谬的话，要在什么？敬虔上操练自己。
Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness.
敬虔这件事情，不但我们要认识，不但我们要拥有，并且我们要去操练。
So godliness is something that we need to understand, and know, but we also need to train for it.
然后呢，最后的三最后敬虔出现的经节就在我们今天所读的第三节、第五节和第六节。
And the last time that it appears in Timothy is what we're studying today, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
敬虔是神要我们拥有的属灵美德之一。
Godliness is one of the attributes that God wants us to have.
神要我们属于他的人所拥有的一个美德之一。
It is what God wants his children to have.
敬虔是一件蛮有意思的事情。
godliness is something that is very interesting.
它像谦卑一样,
it's like being humble.
神要不要我们谦卑?
Does God want us to be humble?
神要不要我们谦卑?
Does God want us to be humble?
不要举手点点头就行了。 你谦不谦卑?
Are you humble?
糟糕了。
Uh-oh.
神要我谦卑,可是我一说我谦卑,我就不谦卑了。 God
wants us to be humble, but when I say that I'm humble, then I'm not humble anymore.
可是我不能不谦卑啊。But
I have to be humble.
不谦卑就不像耶稣啊。If
I'm not humble, then I'm not like Jesus.
那我到底是谦卑还是不谦卑啊?
So am I humble or not?
敬虔, 神要不要我们敬虔?
Godly, does God want us to be godly?
你敬不敬虔?
Are you godly?
我如果说我自己敬虔,我可能就不太敬虔了。If
I say that I am godly,
对不对?
Then it probably I'm not
very godly. 但如果我说我不敬虔,我到底属不属主啊?
But if I'm not, if I say that I'm not godly, am I really belong to God?
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
不要自找麻烦,
don't bring trouble upon yourself.
很简单,
it's very simple.
神要我们谦卑,
God wants us to be humble.
我们一定从神那边有圣灵的带领,我们可以谦卑。
Through the leading and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be humble.
这是我们自己在神面前的追求。
That is what we seek before God.
我们永远不够谦卑。
We're never going to be humble enough.
可是我们永远朝着谦卑的这条道路去行。
But we always pursue this path to be more humble.
神恩典,我们周遭的人会看见我们从一个骄傲的一个人和心
So through God's grace, people can see the transformation in ourselves when we become more humble.
我们该不该敬虔呢?
Well, are we to be godly?
我们是不是要以神为大?
Are we supposed to see God as
priority?
As priority?
我们是不是要以神的心意为我们生活的目标?
Are we supposed to pursue what God wants in our lives?
我们是不是要尊重神?
Do we respect God?
我们是不是要敬奉他? Serve him.
Do we serve him?
答案是是的。
Of course.
可是我们永远是没有办法达到神要我们对他的敬虔的这个地步。
But we would never meet the standard of godliness that God wants us to.
但是因着神的恩典和圣灵的工作,我们可以不断地朝着敬虔的道路去进行。
But through the leading of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can pursue this path to be godly.
我们周遭的人可以看见我们生命的改变。
So the people around us can see the transformation within us.
这些目中无神,只有自己骄傲狂妄的人,怎么渐渐变成了他的生命当中有主耶稣基督的样式啊?
Someone that did not believe in God, that is very proud, how can this person all of a sudden become humble and recognize that Jesus is Lord?
敬虔我们是需要操练。
We need to train in godliness.
但是我们操练什么?
But what are we training for?
操练我们顺着圣灵而行。
We're training for submitting and obeying the Holy Spirit.
操练我们对神的话语有认识,并且在我们的生活当中能够活出来。
Training so that we can understand God's word, so that we can live out His word.
使他人可以因着我们的生命和我们生活当中所做的一切,口里所说的一切的话语,使他们可以来看见神。
So when others see that how we live our lives, they can see God.
敬虔的目的是让人看见神。
The purpose of being godly is so that others can see God.
英文真是太美了。 The reason you want to be godly so that others can see God. 对不对? 敬虔的目的就是让人能够看见你有一个神,你有一个主。
The purpose of godliness is that other people can see God, that you have a Lord.
可是弟兄姐妹, 我们既然有这样子的一个分辨,
However, dear brothers and sisters, if we have this discernment,
不但是对我们自己有这样的一个要求,
not only do we have this
requirement
for ourselves,
我们对敬虔有了了解以后,
once we have a clear understanding of godliness,
我们需要了解那些带领我们说是讲神的话的人,他们的敬虔是真的还是假的?
Now we need to be discerned, the people that are leading and are teaching us God's word, if they are truthful.
今天我如果站在此地,
and today, if I stand here,
我说弟兄姐妹们,
I say, brothers and sisters,
圣经里面以弗所书第四章第十三节里面讲到, 神所赐给教会的有使徒, 今天我是你们当中的使徒。
And here it says in Ephesians that there are apostles, and I say to you, I'm an apostle.
因为我是神所亲自指派的使徒, 我讲的话带着神的权柄。
Because today I stand before you, I have the authority of God.
只要是我讲的, 你都要听。
Whatever I say, you have to listen.
你不听就要受到神的处置。
If you don't listen and obey, then you'll be punished.
可是你听了就得神的祝福。
But if you listen and obey, then you'll be blessed.
然后并且因为我是使徒, 所以呢, 在使徒行传里面, 所有每一位使徒都会行神迹。
And because in Acts, in the scripture, it says that all prophets can perform miracles.
所以你来到我这边, 然后我按手给你祷告,
so you
你就会看见神迹了。
So you come here, I lay hands before you, and you'll see miracles.
这是真理还是歪理?
Is that a truth or is that false teaching?
我们怎么分辨啊?
How do we discern?
不服从主耶稣基督纯正的话,
does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不合乎敬虔的道理,
and disagrees with the accord, teaching that accords with godliness.
那我们就有一个立场去拒绝它。
Then we have grounds to reject that teaching.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们真正认识主耶稣基督的人,
brothers and sisters, those of us that truly know our Lord Jesus Christ,
是属于神的儿女,
we belong to God's family, we're God's children.
我们是生命上面的连结,
we're connected in life.
不是只是一个知识上面的认定,
it's not just something that we know intellectually.
是一个心灵上面的交流,
it is a communication and link spiritually.
Yeah, with life. It's a communion of life. 神知道我们没有办法将所有世界上面的知识搞清楚。
God knows that we cannot have all the knowledge in this world.
可是当主耶稣基督拯救了我们的时候，拯救了我，拯救了你的时候，
but when Jesus saved us,
我们对主的话语和对神的这个认识，就像是一个孩子跟他自己母亲的认识一样。
It is similar to when we recognize our own mother.
神恩待我们，让我们可以分别分辨。
God enables us to discern.
今天一个人讲的话，是不是跟我接受的这个福音和基督耶稣所讲纯全的话是一致的？
So today, what this person is teaching, is it in accordance to what the teaching of Jesus is?
不是，我们就要小心。
If it isn't, then we need to be cautious.
不是，我们就要拒绝。
And if it's not, we need to reject it.
你知道, 我们家两个双胞胎两岁半。
You know, we have twins in our family. They're 2.5 years old.
现在给他们听这个中国的儿歌。
So now we're playing Chinese nursery music songs.
有一首歌叫《小兔子乖乖》。
There's a song called Rabbit Be Good. Bunnies Be Good.
我小时候没学过，现在我倒学会了。
I didn't learn it when I was young, but now I've learned how to sing it.
多少人听过小兔子乖乖这个故事？
How many of you have heard that song?
那我岳母阿嬷也听过，因为也是跟着孩子学的。
My mother-in-law has heard it and learning together.
兔妈妈要出门了。
The mother rabbit needs to go out.
嘱咐家里面的一窝兔崽子说。
So within the home, there's a bunch of...
因为兔子一生都是一窝嘛，对不对？
There are a bunch of bunnies.
妈妈要出门了。
So the mother rabbit goes out.
出去以后门关起来锁起来。
She leaves the home and then she closes and locks the door.
因为谁会来啊?
Because who will come?
你们没听过故事的人也知道。
All of you that don't know the nursery knows what
大野狼会来。
The big bad wolf will come.
会把你吃掉。
Will come and eat you.
所以呢, 妈妈出门了, 每天出门了, 孩子把门锁上了。
So every time the mother goes out, closes the door and locks it.
妈妈回来的时候,
and when the mother returns,
妈妈就唱一首歌,
and she'll sing.
我不唱, 我讲,
I'm not going to sing it, I'll say the lyrics.
小兔子乖乖把门打开。
Little bunnies, be good. Open the door.
快点开开。
Open up quickly.
妈妈回来了。
Mommy's home.
是不是？那小兔子一听到。
When the little bunnies hear it,
好高兴。
They're very happy.
妈妈回来了，妈妈回来了。
Oh, mommy's home, mommy's home.
好，就开了门了。
So they open the door.
那当然呢，大野狼很聪明的。
But of course, the big bad wolf is also very smart.
他就是看。
He'll,
观察
he'll observe.
哦，这个门进不去，锁住了。
He observes that, oh, you can't go in, the door's locked.
可是每次唱了一首歌之后，门就开了。
But every time, when they sing a song, the door opens.
所以啊，当然有一天，兔妈妈出门了。
So of course, one day, the mother goes out.
门锁住了。
Locks the door.
大野狼出现了。
Okay, and the big bad wolf appears.
小兔子乖乖。
Little bunny,
把门打开
open the door,
快点开开
open the door quickly,
妈妈回来了
mommy's home.
结果这个小兔子一听啊
so these bunnies hear it,
他怎么说啊
what do they say?
不开不开不能开
can't open the door,
你是大野狼
you are the big bad wolf.
大野狼是对不对讲的话一样，唱的歌一样，还捏着嗓门学妈妈的声音。为什么小兔子不开
？How come they don't open the door? The big bad wolf impersonates the song and sounds like the mother.
声音不对
，but the voice is different.
味道不对
，the smell, the scent is different.
肯定不对
，of course.
是不是
？Different.
因为他们跟他们的妈妈有关系
，because they have a relationship with the mother.
他们认识他的妈妈
，they recognize the mother.
弟兄姐妹，我们要对神的话有清楚的认识。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to have a clear understanding of God's word.
我们要对我们所拥有的这个福音有清楚并且正确的认识。
And we have to have a clear and accurate understanding of the gospel.
我们要抵挡那一切跟我们所信的这个真理和我们所信的主耶稣基督所讲的话不同的，我们要抵挡，我们要抵拒。
We have to defend against and reject the teachings that are different from what the teachings of our Lord Jesus.
我们看哥罗这个我们看加拉太书第一章第八节我们看加拉太书第一章我读第六到第十节。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 1.
在读这个经节之前，我跟弟兄姊妹讲一句话。
Before we read this passage, I'd like to share with you.
当保罗在警告提摩太，并且警告信徒说：“你们要小心这些异教邪说”的时候
，during the time when Paul cautions Timothy and the people in the church about these cults and these false teachers，
他并没有指出某一个人来
，he didn't point out one person，
他也没有指出某一个在某一个地方聚会的所谓的教会。
And he didn't point out a particular gathering or a particular church.
所以今天我们也不需要特别举出一个人或者举出某一个地方聚会的所谓的教会。
So today we don't need to point out a specific person or a specific church.
但是我们要知道这个传异教邪说要领人离弃背离神的这个恩典和福音的这样的工作是在进行的。
But we have to point out that they are teaching false teachings andleading people astray.
初期的教会有，今天的教会也有。
It appeared in the past in the early church, and it appears today.
在美国的人的教会里面也有，在华人的教会里面也有。
It appears in American church or in the Chinese church.
在里面的这些所谓的信徒，可能他们自己没有办法分辨。
And the believers within that church may not be able to discern.
可能他们盲从。
Maybe they're blind.Blinded.
Maybe they're being led blindly. 可能他们的信心基础没有打好。
Or perhaps they don't have a good foundation in.
或者他们没有意愿去把这个福音的真理搞清楚。
Or they don't even have a will to fully understand the gospel.
可是我可以很肯定的跟弟兄姐妹们讲。
But I can tell you,
在那种聚会里面做带领的人，他们知道他们不是属于神的。
The people that are leading them know that they don't belong to God.
提摩太前书里面第六章讲得很清楚。
First Timothy chapter 6 says that verse.
这里他们这些人是为了私欲，是为了能够中饱他们的荷囊，这是为了他们自己在这个世上能够得到人的称赞或尊崇所做的事情。
Those people do that because of their personal gain to fill their own pockets.
因为如果他们不是出于自己的话,
because if they don't do that for personal gain,
他们就是出于魔鬼的,
then they're doing it out of Satan.
两个都是很恐怖的。
Both are very
frightening
because it's not from God.
加拉太书第一章第六到第十节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 10.
我稀奇你们这么快离开，那借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音。 Go ahead.
I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
你信了神，得了基督的福音，怎么这么快就去听别人的教导呢？
You've heard and received the gospel and the grace of Christ. Why are you turning to other teachings?
这并不是福音，不过是有些人在搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
但是，你看保罗，这是大使徒保罗讲的。
Here Paul is the Apostle here saying,
今天同样的, 我也在这边跟弟兄姐妹们讲, 这应该是我们对神的一个认定。
And similarly, I hear tell you that this should be something that we're convicted about before God.
我们每一个属神的人, 我们的教会要在神面前的一个认定。
And this is a conviction before God from within our own church.
但是无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被诅咒。But
even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed.
我们已经说了，现在又说，你看他重复这一点，这一点多重要。他说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同。
As we have said before, so now I say again, he repeats this, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. And today, Elder Alex and myself, here we're studying God's Word together. Why do we study God's Word together?
但是不是只是 一句一句的这个断章取义的抽出来讲。
And we don't pick and choose passages that we want to study.
因为我们要对神的话有一个全备的认识。
Because we have to have a clear understanding of God's word as a whole.
我们所有的教导，我们所有的带领，不能离开神的话。
All of our teaching and all of our leading cannot be apart from God's word.
不能超过神的话的范围。
They cannot go outside the boundaries of God's word.
这是基础。
That is the foundation.
这是根基,
and the foundation.
第十节, 你看讲这个是不讨人喜欢的。
Here in verse 10, this is something that doesn't please man.
你看保罗说的, 我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心啊？
So here in the words of Paul, for am I now seeking the approval of man or of God?
我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？
Or am I trying to please man?
我若是人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。If
I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
我们大家相亲相爱，彼此接纳，不要彼此论断，这不是我们应该有的样子吗？
Shouldn't we be loving and be respectful to each other?
为什么要说在这个所谓的教会里面有异端邪说，有假师傅、假教师呢？
Why do we have to say within this group of people there are false teachers and false teachings?
你为什么要说这些人做他们的事情是一定是为了中饱和囊，为了自己的私欲，或甚至说他们是撒旦魔鬼的仆人呢？
Why do you say that these people that teach these false teachings are only for their personal gain?
因为我们要讨的是主耶稣基督的欢喜，而不是人的欢喜。
Because we are here seeking the approval of God, not to seek to please man.
敬虔是重要的。
Godliness is important.
但是我们要有的是那真正的敬虔。
But we need to have the true godliness.
货真价实的敬虔。
Godliness that can be proven. and tested.
一个人讲的话好听,
someone that said that is very eloquent.
一个人所带动的这个运动或活动让我们感觉很火热,
of a person that leads an activity or an event that is very passionate and zealous.
但是跟神的话语离开了,我们就要去想。
But if it's apart from what God's teaching is, then we need to start thinking.
神这若不是出于你的,
if God, this is not according to your teaching, then we need to reject.
保罗绝对是没有在这件事情上面,是模棱两可,
Paul did not take this very lightly.
因为这些人如果是传这些异教邪说, 你看我们最后提摩太前书第六章第四节他这样说,
He said that these people that teach false teachings, they are puffed up with conceit, understand nothing. They have an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words, which produce envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions, and constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
你要怎么样分辨一个所谓的假师父或假教师?
How can you discern between discern a false teacher and false teachings?
外表看起来敬虔,
the outside appearance may seem godly.
背诵圣经非常的流利,
he can recite verses.
甚至有高深的神学学问,
and he is very intellectual and knowledgeable.
或非常温和的亲和力,
and he's very persuasive and influential.
很会带领人,
he knows how to lead people.
但是这边告诉我们两点很清楚让我们可以看见他们是真是假的。
But here we see two very important points.
第一,
first,
他们不把神的话纯正的讲出来。
They do not teach God's word accurately.
他们的福音是半福音, 假福音或者是不一样的福音。
Their gospel may be different from the true gospel, or it's half truths.
他们的福音不是免费的,
and their gospel is not free.
是要缴费的,
it comes with a price.
只是你的费用缴得越多, 你的祝福就越多。
So the higher that you pay, the more blessings that you get.
这是错误的, 不讲神的话, 不把神的话讲清楚, 这是第一个。
So the first point is they don't teach God's word, or they don't teach God's word accurately.
第二, 用敬虔来得利。
Second is that they use the name of godliness so that they can have great gain.
NIV的英文圣经讲是这个得利是金钱上面的利益。
And in NIV, the gain is monetary gain.
一个 不是属于神的人,在借用福音或教会来中保自己核囊的,这个不是属于神的。
Those that use the name of God or name of the church to fill their own pockets do not belong to God.
穿西装为了是表示我们做的事情是严肃的。
When you wear a suit, it represents that we are doing something very serious.
不是敬虔。
It's not being godly.
但是如果是敬虔的话, 那 我这120块的这个衣服不够敬虔,
but being I'm not being godly if I just wear a cheap suit.
所以我要敬虔,我要Armani.
So if I want to be godly, I need to put on an Armani suit.
我要在神的面前这么敬虔,我一定要Armani才行啊。
So if I want to be godly, I'm going to put on an Armani suit.
然后呢,我太太一定要漂漂亮亮啊。
Of course, my wife needs to be pretty.
她要皮包啊。
Of course, she wants a purse.
她不能,她皮包不可以Target.
Of course, the purse can't be from Target.
还有什么?
So what kind of purse?
我有些牌子我都叫不出来了。
A lot of brands that I can't.
现在要叫什么？应该要买一个什么？
Chanel.
然后还要喷 number five. 对不对？因为我们是敬虔服侍神的人，我们要给神荣耀，我们要穿好的。
Because we want to appear godly, we want to glorify God, we need to wear good clothes.
我不是只是一个小牧师，我是使徒啊。
I'm not just a small minister, I'm an apostle.
所以我不是只有专车接送。
So, I don't just drive one car.
Accord 怎么能开呢？
I can't drive in Accord.
不够敬虔啊。
It's not godly enough.
我们要真的敬虔弟兄姐妹们，你们捐钱给我。
If we want to be really godly, you should offer up your money.
我要劳斯莱斯才可以。
I want a Rolls Royce.
听起来像笑话。
Seems like a joke.
今天有这样子的人，你知道吗？
But there are people out there that are like this.
衣服要棒，车子要棒，那房子也是一样的。
So you need to have good, nice clothes, nice car, nice home.
你爱神吗？
Do you love God?
如果你爱神的话，我房子至少要300万才可以开始住嘛，对不对？
If you love God, I need to live in a $3 million house.
300万对神来说算什么？
What's $3 million to God?
结果这些自己都没钱吃饭的人在那边捐钱，为了要爱神。
So those people that don't even have money to eat, they keep offering to the church.
听起来很可笑。
Seems like it's a joke.
但是这是一个很可怕的事情。
But it's something very frightening.
我们的信心建立在神的话上。
Our faith needs to be built upon God's word.
我们的信心建立在主耶稣基督的救恩上面。
Our faith needs to be built upon the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要知道我们神的爱。
We need to know God's love.
我们要敬虔。
We need to be godly.
我们要爱他。
We love him.
听起来像妈妈的声音，可是不是妈妈的，是大野狼。
And when we hear that sounds like mother, but it's actually the big bad wolf.
绝对不可以开门。
Do not open the door.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你知道我们在今天的世代上有多少人想要把你的子民，把你的群羊。领走领偏。
God, you know, in today's age, there's a lot of people that want to lead your people and your flock away.
但是主，我们感谢你，因为你赐给我们生命。
But Lord, we thank you because you have given us life.
我们感谢你，因为你在我们的生命当中，借由你的话语向我们说话。
And we thank you because you speak to us through your word.
我也感谢你们怜悯我们的教会，让我们对你的话语有一个非常非常非常热忱的这个追求。
And we thank you that you have given our church a zealous pursuit of your word and the truth.
主耶稣基督，我们不是只是要来教会聚会而已。
Lord Jesus, we don't want to just come to church to gather.
我们要来教会敬拜你。
We want to come to church to worship you.
我们要来教会里面爱你。
We want to come to church to love you.
我们要在教会当中，弟兄姐妹们能彼此将你的爱彰显出来。
We want to be able to come to the church that through brothers and sisters to manifest your love.
我们要看见你的供应。
We want to see your provision.
我们要看见真实的敬虔。
We want to see true godliness.
主，若是我们在你的面前是真实的。
Lord, if we are truthful before you,
我们就可以看见你的拯救。
We can see your salvation.
我们就可以看见你的供应。
We can see your provision.
我们可以看见你的神迹奇事。
We can see your miracles.
我们可以看见生命改变。
And we can see transformed lives.
这是你的心意。
That is your heart.
保守我们的心思意念。
May you protect our hearts and our minds.
将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.